The opinions expressed in the lookbook are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Hi guys, welcome to the lookbook. Here we explore TMU's fashion scene as we dive deep into the latest trends, share insider style tips, and explore the city's unique fashion culture.
Hi, I'm Beth. I'm the host of the show.
I'm Robert.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Izzy.
And you're listening to
The Lookbook.
Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the world of sustainable fashion. We'll be exploring what sustainability really means in the context of the fashion industry, from ethical production practices to eco-friendly materials, and the challenges of reducing waste. Whether you're a conscious consumer or just curious about how your wardrobe impacts the planet, we'll break down why sustainability in fashion matters and how you can make a difference.
So first and foremost, we're just going to do a brief introduction of the problem. So why we're talking about sustainability in fashion. So first off, there's the issue of environmental damage, you know, mass production, overconsumption, and textile waste, which are really pressing concerns, talking about like the issue of fast fashion in general.
Right, especially with social media influencers promoting fast fashion. A recent survey by the environmental charity Hubbub found that over 40% of 16 to 24 years old shop online for clothes at least once a week.
Fast fashion contributes significantly to pollution and carbon emissions, accounting for 8 to 10% of global emissions.
Plus, cotton for the fashion industry uses about 2.5% of the world's farmland, and synthetic materials like polyester require 342 million barrels of oil every year, and the product processes like dyeing consume 43 million of chemicals annually.
Wow.
All right.
That's a lot.
Not to mention that like polyester is also plastic.
Yeah.
So anything that's like man-made, especially like ending with ester, it's usually plastic. So like some of the materials that are in our clothes, like nylon, spandex, polyester, those things are all plastic based.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like we've brought so much attention to like pollution when it comes to plastic in general. Like we got rid of utensils. We got rid of like, well, people try not to use like plastic water bottles that are reusable, but we kind of just don't really talk about the fact that our clothes that we wear every day are made out of basically the same harmful substances. But yeah, honestly, let's give our own opinions on like fast fashion and like fast fashion brands, because I feel like it's definitely, it's been around for a while, but I feel like it's really been more popularized with like youth specifically, because with like social media you just see like all these people, they're doing like Shein hauls or just, you know,
I hate Shein.
I hate Temu,
all of those like products. Even like, don't even just blame the online products, because also Zara does it, Aritzia, all of those things contribute to it too. So it's not just like Shein and Temu specifically. But I think it's like, especially with social media, like you said, it's like a lot of influencers promote like you can only wear an outfit once, you can only wear a dress once. And I think that's stupid, because it's like you're going to spend so much money on all these pieces to an outfit, but you can only wear it once you post it. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. And it's also because I feel like it's just so accessible. Like, I am a victim of fast fashion. Like, you go to malls and like all the clothing brands that like you think of stepping into, they're like Zara, H&M, stuff like that. And that's because like they're just everywhere, and it's kind of just really difficult to avoid, you know.
I think it's like it's fine if you buy from there. It's just, I think it's the mentality you have when you wear clothes, because you can buy from H&M the stuff like that, but it's up to you on whether or not you want to keep wearing it or just throw it out. Because the whole idea of fast fashion is to just wear it and then just throw it out once you're done with it.
Yeah, at low quality, it's cheap. So I think people can buy, people think like they can buy anytime they want, and like how many, they don't care how many they want, like they just buy things because it's like accessible and cheap.
Yeah, I think when people like purchase stuff, they always consider like quantity over quality. Yeah, what do you think, Robert?
They don't really think about like I guess timelessness, if that makes sense. Like, they just buy it because like all these fashion brands, kind of just like sell like the microtrends that are out at the time. And yeah. Once that's gone, people throw away or like get rid of the old clothes and just go into the next trend.
Halloween is such like a big consumer, yes. Not even holiday, like civic holiday. It's so like every store will be selling the same like devil horns, devil wings, angel wings, like halo and stuff. But how is it that if you're going to dress up for Halloween, like you need a costume? Like every single year, I'm sure you'll still have elements from last year.
Right.
Like, where did the devil horns that you bought last year go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like for this year, for me, I have like a dress from my grad cruise, so I'm just gonna wear them for like prom queen kind of like that. So I'm just gonna reuse my dress for Halloween.
Why don't we all like talk about our Halloween costumes for this year? Mm. And also to just talk about, like, the different parts of your costume. I'm going as Misa from Death Note, if you guys know what Death Note is.
Mm-hmm. You should also explain how you can, like, reuse what you wear.
Yeah. So I actually did not really purchase anything because I knew that, like, honestly, from my previous Halloween costumes, not last year, but, like, a couple years back, like, I purchased costumes and they're all cosplays where I've worn them once or twice, but then I never actually found another event where I can reuse them again, so which is why I kind of felt bad. This year, I kind of just got pieces from my actual, like, I knew for a fact I wanted to do a costume where I already had the pieces, so I didn't have to purchase stuff again. So I had, like, my mom got me, like, a corset top, and I paired it with, like, a black, really, like, thick black, like, I don't know what it's called, like a corset belt, waist belt, something like that. And then I found a pair of my mom's old, like, black leather skirts. And then I just had, like, stockings and, like, stuff like that. The only thing I actually, like, newly purchased were, like arm sleeves. And they were, like, laced and stuff because Misa has those type of arm sleeves. And the whole outfit's, like, black and stuff. So it's not hard to find something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Next.
I'm going as Kuromi this year. So
what a gasp out.
I did buy a few things, but the reasoning was because like I knew that I can rewear them again. Like what I bought was like a black, just like long sleeve top and then like fleece lined tights. Cause I knew I really wanted to wear like skirts through fall. So if I bought like the fleece lined tights now, then I can wear it after Halloween. But yeah. The rest of the outfit's, like, a black skirt and then, like, just a bunch of, like, belts and accessories and chains that I already had from, like, previous festivals and stuff.
Okay. Robert.
So this year I'm going as Simon from Alvin and the Chipmunks.
I'm sorry.
No, because my friend was like, we should do matching costumes. So she's going as the... I don't know what her name is, the purple one.
The one who, like, sings...
There's Brittany, like, there's... Who's the purple
like
one?
Jeanette? Something like that.
I think it's Jeanette.
Yeah,
Jeanette.
So like super easy costume. We're just going to wear like black pants and just like I already have a sweater and all that and just some old glasses I have. So didn't really have to do too much. So that's great.
Robert, you look like Simon.
I was going to say.
That's not the first time I've heard that. So that's why I'm going
There's
as
like them. A lot of things that you've heard before that we said, huh?
I like how no one listening to this will get that except like...
Robert... Since people don't know what Robert looks like, he's built like Simon.
He's
like,
built like a Simon?
Like tall, lanky, no offense.
Tall, lanky, glasses.
Glasses.
Uh-huh. I think it's the glasses that's like the main thing.
It's the glasses. And also the fact that like Simon's like the tallest out of all of like the chipmunks. Yeah, that's like his whole thing.
How do you dress up as a
tall and lanky.
You don't even know what he looks like.
Bro, you're actually a fake fan.
What would be the solutions? Like how can we reduce our fashion footprint? So we can also repair and upcycle our clothes instead of replacing them. And like upcycle is like, I think when I see people upcycle, like we've talked about this last episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Izzy talked about like people recycle, like,
like sewing
upcycle,
their clothes,
like
yeah.
sewing their clothes. Like I see patches, the patches, we're still like talking about this. The patches I went to like, pop-up store market and I've seen one market doing like a upcycle repair thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So they bought the old, they get the old clothes and put like a cute star patches or like strawberry patches. I really wanted to get it, but it wasn't matching to the season. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't get it. But if I have a chance, I also took a picture of their Instagram ID. And yeah, I think that's really fun way to like, what am I saying?
Well, I know, like, okay. I know, like, places like Uniqlo, like, they can't, like, fix it on site for you, but you can actually go in and, like, recycle it. Right. I've seen it at Square One, where they have, like, this big, like, clothing mm-hmm. recycling bin, because clothes actually can't, like, be thrown out without proper, like, machines, so.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking about this last episode, but, like, the people that kind of, like, repurpose, like, their old clothes and stuff, like, I always see people, they're taking, like, their old jeans that don't fit them, and they're kind of, like, they're cutting them up, sewing them into, like, I don't know, skirts, for an example, yeah. And that's, like, something I really, actually really, really want to get into, because I know that my mom would probably be able to teach me how to do it, but, yeah, at some point in time, I kind of just want to, like, go through my old clothes and see, like, items that I can use for like a different purpose or another reason, but yeah,
right. I saw the reel, they're making a old jeans into skirt and the leg warmer.
Yeah, I saw,
like,
that one.
It's matching. It was so cute.
Yeah, I saw that. I want to do something like that. Robert.
I guess I'm Robert from now on.
Robert, you were talking about, like, getting into sewing.
I tried getting into the summer. I, like, sewed up a couple shirts, wanted to work on some pants, but not yet. I want to get into it more now, but we'll see. It is scary, because, like, some pieces are kind of nice, and I really don't want to ruin it.
You should try with, like, thrift store items.
Yeah, that's my plan. Just, like, mess around with some cool clothes. But, yeah, I haven't found the time to do it yet, but it should be fun.
What about you, Izzy?
I have no idea how to sew. My mom doesn't know how to sew.
You gotta learn.
Okay.
We have YouTube.
That's what I did.
That's YouTube. Exactly what I was thinking, because I have like a pair of pants that I bought in 2020, and they're so nice, but my problem is that they're a size 0. I am not a size 0 anymore, guys. I am a size 4, and they're also like kind of skinny. And I obviously like skinny jeans. I don't really like skinny jeans. Yeah. But they're nice because it's like split color. So like one leg is like dark wash, one leg is light wash. And that's what it's like very unique. Mm. So I was planning on like, I saw this YouTube video for extending like your jeans with elastics. And then I was going to turn to a jean skirt. So yeah.
So on the topic of greenwashing, I actually like was introduced to this recently, so I don't actually know much about it, but I thought it was like so interesting. But yeah,
I have so much to say about this topic, because I have, since like I was in elementary school, I've always been big on like not zero waste but low waste consumption, not because of any like particular reason, but it's just always been like a trend in my life where I try to find things to reuse, or obviously the 3 R's, reuse, reduce, recycle. But in terms of greenwashing, this is like one of my pet peeves with fashion brands, when they say like some brands always have like the quote-unquote recycled clothing. Like, don't lie to me, it's not recycled fabric, don't lie to me, because then you just like, you're trying to target the people who are trying to be sustainable, but with fast fashion clothing. So that's like the opposite. And it's kind of manipulative from brands. Like, for example, with H&M, they have like this like recycled cotton brand. And I'm like, how are you recycling cotton when you're just, your entire brand is literally fast fashion?
Yeah, the whole like, the biggest problem with fast fashion is that it feeds into overconsumption, so it doesn't really help the fact like, okay, you can say that you're making these with like more environmentally friendly materials, but that doesn't stop the point that you're still trying to
using oil and water to create so like these clothes. You're using unethical ways of like child slavery as well to create these clothes, so how is it more sustainable? It's really not.
Yeah, I really thought like H&M, the recycle, really helps the environment, until I understand the term of greenwashing. Like, I was so, they're scamming us.
Yeah, they're so manipulative.
And it's like, Okay, back to the, like, you mentioned, like, unethical, like, labor and stuff. Like, all these brands, like H&M, Zara and stuff, they all use unethical labor. So I don't think it's fair to point out, like, specific brands like Temu and Shein. Like, yeah, they do it, but look at all the other brands that do it as well that you're still purchasing from.
And on top of that, it's, like, the means of production isn't sustainable. Like, you're using tons and tons of water, tons of oil. You're working in a factory that's probably in, like, a third world country, polluting the air there just to get it back to the West and, like, constantly be selling to people who really don't need it. Because there are countries in this world where people will go and wear, like, unclean clothing when they really need it and the West doesn't. So,
And they always, it's always countries in the eastern side of the world, because obviously they'll work for cheaper, right? And did you guys ever hear about, like, the Joe Fresh, like, factory?
So. Yes.
It was, like, an 8-story factory that...
Did it fall over?
Crazy.
Yeah. It fell over, and it killed nearly, like, I think, like, 2,500 people.
Oh, my God.
Keep in mind that Joe Fresh is a Canadian brand, by the way. So it isn't just, like, America doing this. It's also, like, us as well.
I also think it's bankrupt now, isn't it?
Honestly,
didn't they close their stores?
I don't know, because I've never actually bought anything from Joe Fresh. I just know, like...
I just see them at, like, Walmart.
Yeah, Fortinos, Walmart, stuff like that. Yeah, but either way, like, that is insane. Like, all those workers... Right.
Reducing your fashion footprint is all about making mindful choices that extend your life of your clothes and minimize waste and environmental harm. We can make difference. How are we going to make difference?
There's, like, multiple ways on how to make
thrifting.
Why don't we talk about, like, our favorite finds, like, while, like, thrifting? Me personally, I think my all-time favorite piece was actually, like, not that long ago. I went thrifting with Izzy and our friend Nathaniel. Shout out Nathaniel. Was it? Or it might have been with my boyfriend instead. I don't know. I don't remember if it was.
It depends on what you got.
Izzy? Okay. I got, like, a long denim skirt.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been with my boyfriend, but yeah, it was just my favorite piece, because I love when you find pieces at the thrift store and they're, like, kind of, like, embroidered and stuff, like, then you have, like, embroidered patches and stuff. I think that's, like, my favorite thing. Honestly, I've been so into, like, long skirts recently.
I also like midi skirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also got into midi skirt recently, so I thrifted, like, 2 midi skirts when I traveled to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, like, love them. They're so unique.
What about you guys? What's your favorite thrifted pieces?
A little bit ago, I found a really nice Carhartt jacket from the thrift. Super nice. Wore it all winter last year. Ended up selling it and got another one, but that was cool.
Okay.
Why'd you sell it if you liked it so much?
Because I found another one in a better color.
Oh, it's better? Okay. Is it, like, the same jacket, just literally just a different color?
Yeah.
Oh,
different size, too. It fit me a bit better.
What color was it? Describe
the color. The first one I got was, like, gray, and, like, the collar was, like, brown. And I switched that one for a black one.
Mm.
My friend's closet is, like, entirely from my closet. It's great.
Oh.
Also, I do sell clothes online, so it's, like, I kind of just
supported that. Actually, funny you say that, because when Beth was, like, asking me, oh, do you know any people that would be interested in, like, doing a podcast on fashion, I'm like, yeah, I know a friend, and he resells his clothing.
I told you that before.
No, I just went through your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I had that there,
because your Depop is linked to your Instagram.
Yeah. I just went through your Instagram.
No, I just did a little stalking.
A little bit of stalking.
My bad, Robert. But do you want to talk about that, by the way?
Just, like, when I started doing it and all that.
Yeah.
I think I started, like, 10th grade. I wanted to start selling clothes because, like, that's when I was getting into thrifting and all that. And I was like, oh, this is cool, so I want to do this. I don't know. Fuck, well, let me think. Selling clothes is, like, I love being able to sell my clothes because, like, or, like, buying clothes that have, like, value to them. Like, I buy a lot of, like, vintage or, like, brand name. Not brand name, but, like, cool clothes. Izzy just... Oh, I'm not even going to describe that. We're cutting that out.
Wait, what did she just say?
She just... You not see her?
No, I
she just like. She was just like, as I was talking, she just goes, actually,
I buy a lot of vintage clothes. Okay. I work at Underground Market, Toronto.
Let him talk.
Anyways.
Anyway.
Where was I? So, yeah, I buy a lot of vintage or, like, name brand clothes. So, like, if at some point in time I don't like what I bought, I'm always able to sell it and like get my money back for that. So in a sense, buying clothes and selling it doesn't feel like buying it in a sense. It just feels like swapping my clothes for like other clothes. So it's kind of like free clothes, I guess.
How much have you profited?
A good amount. I don't know exactly, but I can check in a bit. Also,
like what are some pieces that you've sold and how much have you sold them for?
So let's see. Last year I went to a trip to Japan and I thrifted these, I don't know if you know what JNCOs are, those really big like baggy pants. I thrifted a pair of those for like $50, brought them back here and I sold them for like 200 something.
Holy.
So that was great.
Okay.
So yeah, just a bunch of that stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah, that side hustle.
The side hustle.
You need to get on that side hustle.
You do.
Bro. Yeah. How about you, Izzy?
I don't know because a lot of my clothes right now are thrifted. So I'm like trying to think. I think my favorite things to thrift are like shrugs or boleros because it's very difficult to find it in the like actual stores for some reason. But I have this one like bolero that's kind of, it's like a sheer white and it has like those like triangular like almost like wings. I don't know.
Wings.
But yeah, I wore it a lot.
What are some tips you'd give to make successful thrifting experiences?
Ooh.
Like for me, I do search on Pinterest.
Pinterest.
And find my styles, like any like boards. And I kind of inspire by them and kind of pick one specific clothes style that I want to buy and go there, find them and bought them.
Honestly, like, yeah, when I go to like thrift stores, I kind of have like stuff in mind that I do want to purchase. Like, I went to Izzy the other day to Value Village. I'm like, oh, I really want a cardigan. And she's like, oh, what kind of color cardigan? I'm like, a red cardigan. And she just pulls.
I literally,
oh, that's the one you have.
Yeah, the one
so
that she's
cute.
The I one stick my hand right now into the rack and I pull it out and I was like, magic. This one?
I'm like, yes, Saber, that's exactly lifesaver. What I wanted. So yeah, I'm wearing it right now. I got this from Value Village and it was like $10, guys. But
let's go.
It's I love this cardigan so much. I've worn it like, I swear I've worn this cardigan like 3 times just the past like 1 to 2 weeks, 1.5 weeks. Cause I just love this cardigan.
I mean,
like,
it's
so
like the Marie Kondo, like if the piece doesn't spark joy, you don't need it.
Yeah. And also like to mention like what Robert was talking about, like not being able to find like specific pieces, like I actually love Value Village because when you actually like find a piece that you actually like it brings you so much, like
it feels like you worked for it.
Yeah, it brings you so much serotonin because yeah, it's like such a huge place, but that experience of like going through every single rack and literally going on a hunt to find something that you like I think that brings me like so much joy and happiness. Even if I come out with, like, I don't know, 2 pieces, like, I still think it was worth it. But yeah.
I think you have to, like, set aside, like, a whole day to, like, go thrifting in Value Village. Because, like, I like going to Plato's. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate. But, like, I like going to Plato's to thrift because, like, they just have curated items. But that doesn't mean I don't like going to Value Village.
Honestly, Should I get off Pinterest, guys? I feel like
I think
it's a
Pinterest
void.
Is great.
Pinterest is
I love
great.
Pinterest. I like Pinterest way more than TikTok.
Pinterest is better than doom scrolling on TikTok and Instagram.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, what if I do both?
I think you're the
that go to therapy.
Go to therapy.
Stop buying clothes and use that money to go to therapy.
Oh my god. So that's a wrap for this episode of The Lookbook. We've had a blast diving into sustainability, exploring the ways we can shop consciously, and sharing our top style tips with you. We hope that you found valuable ways to be sustainable in our daily lives and how your choices affects the environment. Woohoo!
Yay!
That sounded exactly like the yay! The sound effect.
Yay!
Keep your style cool and sustainable at the same time.
All right, so we are Beth,
Annika,
Izzy,
and Robert.
And until next time, stay stylish and own your look because your fashion tells your story. Catch the next episode of The Lookbook out every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. See you then and take care.
Bye!
Keep your style cool and sustainable at the same time. No. Was that?
Pep in your step.
What is a pep in my
step?
Can you demonstrate?
Pep in your step.
What keep your style cool and sustainable at the same time.
Same time. I can't do that. Okay. So wait, can you demonstrate how like pepping my step sounds?
No, do it.
What
I already
do you mean,
did.
No?
stop it. My mic is so loose.
Guys, are they watching us from behind us?
No, they're not.
Are you sure? 'Cause we're
nope.
Okay. Go, Robert.